Welcome to McGuire on the Wire, where you'll discover top stories and strategies in specialty tax broken down by our experts. You'll also meet leaders from across the firm who will discuss McGuire Sponsel's approach to common challenges faced by our clients.
Hi, I'm Justin Gephardt. In today's episode, we're talking about all things recruiting and culture at McGuire Sponsel. As we've grown, our people and culture have been the cornerstone of our firm. Chelsea Carr shares her experience moving into a recruiting role with the firm, and Reed Pittard discusses his personal and professional growth over the last year. Enjoy the episode. Well, hello, it's Justin Gephardt, shareholder at McGuire Sponsel. Today I've got one of our colleagues, Chelsea Carr, the Chelsea Carr. I think about your journey at McGuire Sponsel, and I always reflect back on the first week where when you were with the firm and you were hired to bring, you know, to come in and aid our cost segregation practice. And, you know, I think it was a Friday morning.
It was a Friday.
Yep, we were supposed to go look at a kind of a veterinarian hotel for dogs on the southern side of Indianapolis. And that was the day that Amanda, my wife, went into labor with our twin boys. And so I had to cancel on you that. And that was the last cost segregation project you did before moving into R&D.
One and done.
So, well, thank you for hopping on this podcast. And, I kind of stole a little bit of limelight there. But tell us a little bit about your journey at McGuire Sponsel. Where did you start and where are you at now?
Yes. So I started in 2012, I think, initially to come in and help our cost segregation practice, as you said. That took a little bit of a detour once Justin's wife went into labor, and it was the beginning of tax season, and I was just looking to help out wherever I could. So I started getting involved in R&D tax credit studies, and that's ultimately where I settled and have spent the majority of my time here at McGuire Sponsel. I spent the first couple of years just being a project manager, focusing my time on learning everything I could about the R&D tax credit, working with clients on their studies, their calculations, substantiating their credit claims. And then as the firm grew, I transitioned more into manager type responsibilities and roles. And primarily my focus as that evolved was on the operations side of the R&D practice. I spent a lot of my time on overall project management of our team, what's coming in the door, what's going out the door, as well as still doing some of those client relations that I did from the beginning. But more recently, I started focusing more of my time on our recruiting efforts. And over the years, that's always just kind of been a side gig of mine that I was interested in and got involved with as we've hired people over the years. But as the firm has grown and there's been a greater need to focus more of our efforts on that, I am dedicating a lot more of my time to our recruiting process, getting people in the door, finding the right people to join our firm. And I'm excited about that kind of new challenge going forward.
You know, you bring up a good point in terms of the hiring. A lot's changed since your first day. I mean, we look back, it's almost 10 years ago. You know, we were probably 10 employees at that point when you came in. and now we're about 75 employees. So there's been a lot of growth, a lot of change over the last 10 years. What about that time period sticks out to you? And when we talk about culture specifically, how's that evolved as the firm has grown? How has that evolved over the last 10 years?
It's certainly evolved. It's very crazy to think about going from 10 employees to now 75 and everything that's happened in between there. But I think what sticks out to me is that through our level of growth, we have never lost sight of our main priorities, which is, you know, serving CPA industry and their clients. So we've brought people on that have really bought into that being at the forefront of our business model. And we've done that by growing very steadily and methodically. We're not trying to grow just to grow or to fill seats. We're looking to bring people in as the demand for our services has grown over time. We're looking to bring people in that want to grow with us and are interested in staying with us and joining the growth of the firm. And I think that we've maintained our culture from the beginning and also just adapted to things that have happened as a product of our growth over time. It's always been our priority, I think, to support people personally and professionally, and we've definitely adapted to different ways to do that over time as we've brought on more and more people over the last 10 years.
So it seems like culture is the number one thing that brings new employees in. And specifically, it's what keeps them at our firm for so long. And one of the things that I take a lot of pride in at McGuire Response was we don't have a lot of turnover.
Yep.
A lot of that speaks to the recruiting process and making sure we're hiring and finding the right people. But then the secondary piece of that is the culture. So how would you describe our culture here? What does that mean day in, day out?
Yes. I would describe our culture as a very supportive environment. Again, I think both personally and professionally, we want to give people the tools to be successful here. We're not looking to, like I said, fill seats or bring people in to churn out tax credit calculations. We're looking to have people come in and join us and grow and develop them over time, so that they'll hopefully want to make a long-term career out of McGuire Sponsel. As much as I want to say that our staff, that they're just so passionate about tax credits and consulting, that's what brings them in every day. I think it is truly the people of the firm and the environment that we've created that gets people excited to come into work. And I think we generally have a fun environment. We keep things pretty light with doing fun challenges around the office, putting challenges, events, social outings, things like that, where we can stay connected as a firm through our growth, and give people the opportunity to get to know people, where there's a good kind of team synergy as people are working on client projects together, traveling to client locations. It's created, I think, a good environment and support system for people as they navigate their time here. We kind of our mantra for our culture is educate, empower, reward. So like I said, wanting to give people the tools to be successful here. Once somebody comes in, we want to have them learn as much as they can about their practice line that they've been hired onto, and then we give them the tools to be successful. So it's ultimately up to each individual to take control of their career then, in terms of what path do they want to take. And I think that's something that's unique about us, which ultimately then, will hopefully the employee will see the reward of that as well.
Yeah, I do think the one piece that's unique is kind of that fun atmosphere. And you spoke a little bit on the challenges, whether it's putting or food challenges. I think on our fixed asset side, there must have been a requirement that you're a gambling degenerate,
right,
to join the team, because our guys like to gamble on anything and everything. So, no, it makes it for a really lighthearted environment. And I think, especially as you're going through tax season, the grind of that,
exactly,
that those kind of conversation and those times that our team can get together. We host the St. Paddy's Day party every year.
Yes.
It's right around tournament time. And I look forward to those moments where we all can connect outside of just a project scenario, and we can kind of cut loose a little bit.
Definitely have some competitive people around here. So anytime there's a chance to place a bet or make a challenge, I feel like people don't shy away from that.
Yeah. So as we look at the recruiting side within McGuire Sponsel, and I know it's has evolved and will continue to evolve, but what does that process look like from a recruitment standpoint at our firm?
Yeah, so from a structural standpoint, I think it's pretty traditional from, a standard recruiting process. When somebody applies to McGuire Sponsel, initially we would want to do a Zoom interview to get to know them a little bit better. And then from there, if we decided to move forward, we'd have them come into the office and meet some more people. But we try to keep our interview process pretty relaxed. And it's our goal through the interview process to make sure that we're a mutual fit for each other. So we spend a lot of time talking about McGuire Sponsel as a company, who we are, what we do from a day-to-day basis, also our culture, so that people can get a good understanding of who we are and what we do. We realize that what we do is so unique and niche that not very many people have experience with what we do before they come, so we want to make sure they truly understand what it is that the position entails. So we spend a lot of time talking about who we are, as I said, again, making sure that it's a mutual fit, that while we want to make sure that the candidate is a right fit for us based on their background and experience, we also want to make sure that we're a good fit for them, so that when they come in that they are excited about the opportunity and that they're, you know, we're hopeful that they would come in and stay with us and grow with us, as I mentioned before.
So McGuire Sponsel's message really resonates with the CPA industry in terms of our ability to support their efforts in serving their clients, which has spurred significant growth within our firm over the past few years. What does that look like from a kind of a growth goal standpoint on the recruiting side?
Our growth goals going forward are to be a lot more proactive with our growth versus reactive. I think over time we, you know, have kept up with the demand for our services, but going forward we're definitely putting a much larger emphasis on our recruiting process here at McGuire Sponsel, trying to plan out the number of hires that we anticipate needing each year. And our, like I said, as I have transitioned into more of a recruiting emphasis for the firm, making sure that we are where we need to be to get the number of people needed in the door each year, where a couple of years ago we were maybe hiring 1 to 2 people per practice line each year. Now that has increased, and we're constantly looking at ways, whether it's college recruiting or experience hires, to make sure that we're getting our opportunities out there for people and getting the right people in the door that hopefully want to stay with us.
Yeah, I think one thing, as I look at kind of who are the people that make up our firm, there's not one mold that works. We've got people in the accounting background. We have people in engineering.
Yep.
We've got people in some really weird backgrounds as well.
Exactly.
You know, backgrounds you wouldn't think would fit in here. But we're such a specialty niche group within the tax side that it's all about finding the right person and developing and teaching them the ways of McGuire Sponsel. With that being said, what kind of candidates do you find that are most successful at McGuire Sponsel? And do you think there are any similar qualities when we look at the new hires and how successful they are?
Yes, it's certainly not about whether somebody has experience in R&D tax credits or cost segregation before they come in. It's more about what is their willingness to learn. That is the biggest concern. If we ask anybody if they have any questions or concerns during an interview process, the number one thing I think that candidates say is, well, I don't have any experience in this. I'm afraid I'm not going to know what I'm doing. And we constantly assure them that it's not necessarily about having direct experience in knowing how to run a cost seg study or an R&D tax credit calculation. It's about willingness to learn, jump in, and learn as much as you can when you're hiring on at McGuire Sponsel. It's about being a good communicator internally and externally. I think that is an important factor of our successful candidates. It's being detail-oriented. It's being a team player. There's always a lot of moving parts going on around here, and I think that the people that are willing to jump in wherever they're needed and support the team in whatever function that might be have been successful. And also, I think with a growing firm, you have to be willing to take on challenges. And our successful candidates, I think, have been willing to jump in and maybe do something new or come up with a new idea that would help us in our state of growth. So candidates that come in and are creative and willing to, you know, keep an open mind and keep us challenged, I think have been really successful here.
I'd agree with that. So as you look ahead at McGuire, I mean, whether you're a tax nerd or a gambling addict, there's a spot here for you at McGuire Sponsel.
Exactly.
Chelsea, I appreciate your time today and all your efforts on the recruiting side. Again, our what we've been able to do in terms of serving the CPA industry is because of the people we have. And it's very critical that we continue to find the right people for our firm. So thank you for taking time to do that and for sharing a little bit about that today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Well, as we just finished up talking with Chelsea Carr, I'm now sitting across the table from my colleague, Reed. Welcome.
Thank you, Justin.
You know, as we kind of, again, focus on our recruiting and culture within our firm, Reed's got a very unique perspective, you know, being here for right around a year with our firm. So welcome today, Reed.
Thanks, Justin.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself personally, you know, kind of where you're from, family background, et cetera.
Yeah, I'm from Lafayette, Indiana, a place you're very familiar with.
Yeah, rough night last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, tough Purdue one. Losing IU, that was rough.
Yeah. But I went to DePaul University, played baseball there. I played with Mike Hamill, who was here at the firm. And he was kind of my introduction to the firm as well. So that's kind of a nice baseball connection there. But moving backwards, at DePaul, I was all about baseball. I thought I was going to coach afterwards and do that for the rest of my life. Coached for a year after school, realized it wasn't going to be for me. Went back to school at University of Indianapolis. I worked in the home care field for about a year doing like an account manager type of role, and then was kind of looking around, and that's when Mike texted a few of us from our team saying, hey, McGuire Sponsel is a great opportunity, we're looking for some good talent, let me know if you're interested. So I gave him a call, and I guess the rest is history.
I remember when you first came into the firm for interviews, I think we initially brought you in for R&D tax position. And, you know, I think something that speaks to our firm is, you know, yeah, we want you to be the right fit for the firm, but we want to be the right fit for you. And with that is, you know, our individual practice lines. And we thought that there was just a good fit for the credit and sins practice, which you've joined and you've made a tremendous impact on. So I always laugh at when we, you know, bring people in for certain positions. I was originally brought in for R&D tax credits. Never worked a day in my life in the R&D tax credit practice. I got moved over to CostSeg very quickly and blossomed from there. So, you know, tell us about your journey, McGuire Sponsel. As I mentioned, you're in the credit and sins practice. Where did you start out doing? What is your role, and how has that evolved over your time here with McGuire Sponsel?
Yeah, so I kind of started out just working under Ben Worrell. He was and still is a great mentor to me. He's very patient when I have questions that I can tell maybe irk him a little, but he's very patient with me, especially at the beginning.
Well, he's the professor.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. And I was kind of helping out with the back end of a lot of the compliance reporting to start, helping put together deliverables for clients, just so I can kind of get a feel for what value we bring to clients and kind of what projects that we're working in and what really can be incentivized. And I still do a lot of that, especially right now where we're in compliance season. I'm doing a lot of the compliance stuff still make deliverables, but it's been awesome to kind of develop under Ben and Steve and get more involved in talking to the clients themselves. That's kind of my favorite part, is hearing about their growth plans, and especially when it's coming from the business owner, because you can really hear the passion behind it. Mm-hmm. And just learning about different companies and what their plans are of growth.
Yeah, I think that's the exciting part about our firm. Is when you talk to other young people that are coming out of college, you know, what are your day in day out activities? And I think one thing we do really, really well from an early point is we get them integrated with clients quickly, because we find that the excitement generates, it's better work quality because of that. But the level of responsibility that our people have at a very young stage in their career, I think sets us apart.
Yeah, I agree. And just to touch on that, it's nice to have kind of a blend of working with numbers, working with maybe a PowerPoint, giving presentations, working with clients and then also having a little bit of a business development responsibility as well. So I was thrilled, like you said, to kind of be thrown into the fire and start quickly.
Awesome. So what excites you about coming to work every day?
Yeah, I touched a little bit about speaking to clients about their growth plans. That's my favorite part of the day-to-day job, but really it's the company culture that is second to none, especially in the industry, at least in my opinion. I'm obviously biased, but working with, I've mentioned Ben, Steve, Jacob, everyone on the credits and incentives team is great, but it's awesome to be, you know, 30 feet away from the CASE group and 40 feet away from the R&D group and just getting to talk with a lot of those people about work, but just about life too, and just hanging out. And one thing I commend TJ for is with this new office space, having the basically a rule: if you're going to eat in the office, you eat in the social hub, so you can all hang out and get to know each other. I remember being one of the only ones that would sit at the one table we had at the old office, or before we got renovated, and I was so excited that everyone else is going to be eating in the social hub. So yeah, it's really the company culture is the best part, in my opinion.
Well, you bring up the magic word, culture. How would you describe that to someone outside of our firm? You know, you're sitting around talking to your friends and other colleagues. How would you describe the culture?
I think McGuire Sponsel really is kind of commending all the employees here is from top down, a great feel for working hard and getting your work done and blending that with having fun at the office. You know, taking 5 minutes, go talk to somebody, talk about sports, challenge someone to a putting contest, you know. And it's, I think a lot of companies may struggle with making that blend and going too far in one direction or the other. So I hate to make it cliche as work hard, play hard, but that's kind of the best way to describe it.
Yeah. I'd completely agree with you. I think there's a level of needing to have fun while you're in the grind of certain aspects. You recently married.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I will tell you that's probably one of my favorite parts about what we do is watching people grow, not just professionally, but personally. You know, I look at some of the younger people that have gotten married, they're starting their families. That's what motivates me when I wake up every day is seeing that stuff. So, A, congrats that's on awesome. That. But looking ahead over the next year, what are you looking forward to from a professional standpoint and a personal standpoint?
Yeah, start professionally. I'm looking forward to helping develop the new project analysts in the credits incentives team and just kind of getting them integrated with the firm and with the practice. Also looking forward to working some bigger projects. I was kind of the lead on some smaller deals that we've done, and it'll be exciting to get into those bigger growth projects. Personally, like you said, I was married back in October. I'm looking forward to traveling more with my wife and just spending time with her.
All right, so I got one really important question for you, and this is your moment to shine. You better baseball player than Mike Hamill?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I like to hear.
Mike was a big arm and a power bat, but, you know, he just wasn't the full package.
Well, Reed, I appreciate you taking time today to hop on the podcast. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Justin.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you're interested in career opportunities at McGuire Sponsel, please visit our website or reach out to Chelsea Carr directly. Contact information can be found in the show notes.
This has been McGuire on the Wire. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and follow us on social @McGuire Sponsel to get more industry news and firm updates.